All right, yeah, so real quick, I just wanted to make a quick video. This is really going to be quick because I have to do a bunch of other videos and stuff today. So I completely forgot I even had Tinder on my phone, right? I completely forgot I had Tinder in my phone. I thought I deleted it, but I just deleted it from the homepage, but it was still in my app. So I opened this shit, right? And I matched with this girl, and she's not a bad-looking girl. She's actually pretty cool. She works in IT, which I thought was, you know, was definitely, you know, admirable of a woman to have to work in a field where actual logic and thought has to take place. And they can't just, you know, cover it up with emotions and manipulation. Like in IT, you actually got to know what you're doing at some level, have some sense of logic, right? Which I thought that was an admirable thing. So I read her profile because we had already matched on Tinder. And it says, her profile says, I had to run it through Google Translate and shit because it's all in check. It says, if I was completely honest with you, then I don't like to cook. I don't drink coffee. I don't go to the gym. I don't ride in the mountains. I don't ride a bike. I like music, singing, stand-up, interesting conversation, black humor, PC games, trips and walks. Okay, walking. With beauty around us. Google Translate kind of fucks up sometimes. So here's the thing, man. If I had only seen this profile and I didn't have my girl now, and I had a scene, I like dark humor, black humor, and PC games, and I seen she worked in IT, I'd be like, oh yeah, I would definitely go ahead and you know, that would have, you know, a decent potential for me. That because that's what I like. If a woman can laugh at like intricate dark jokes. And then if she has an interest in, if she's open about having an interest in video games, she immediately goes, I don't know, as long as she's not 500 pounds, she immediately goes up, you know, with me in personal value type shit. But for some reason, and I still got to really think about this on a deeper level. Maybe I just grew in a deeper level some kind of way. But the part of I don't like to cook, for some reason, that shit, like, when a woman doesn't want to cook, right? Or she's just dumb as hell in the kitchen, that is an immediate fucking turnoff for me, man. Unless I just keep her as a hooker. That is an immediate turnoff. As I remember, I remember I had this badass Ukrainian bitch, man. And she, this is a while ago. And I remember she wrote me after we had hooked up. She wrote me later on WhatsApp. She said, please don't ask me to cook for you because I don't like cooking for men. I cook for friends and family, but I don't cook for men. And like, I just never wrote her back after that. Never wrote her back. And I'm not trying to say this like I'm a god or something like that. Like, cause like I say, in my videos, I say, look, just learn to be happy alone, man. Just be happy. Like you don't have to deal with the woman just because she's a woman, just cause she's, you know, physically a woman. Like if you don't like something about her, then just go off and be alone. That's my, you know, philosophy on that shit, man. She's a bad girl too. I think I deleted the pictures of her. She's a beautiful fucking girl. And yeah, she said she didn't cook. For some reason, when women don't cook, that shit just like, unless she's just a flat out hooker and I could use her as some hooker shit or like, you know, on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night type of thing like that. That is just disgusting. I would rather a woman know how to cook and we only have sex once a week, which is actually, I'm really good with that at this point anyway, with sex like once or twice a week. But from that same one woman, once or twice a week and I'm good. I would rather have sex once or twice a week while have the woman know how to move in the kitchen. I would rather her cook and have sex and only have sex once or twice a week, rather have sex, you know, 8-9 times a week, but she don't know what the fuck she's doing in the kitchen. I would rather have her cook than sex, for real. If from where I'm coming from and you know, and where I am in my life now, I would much rather a woman cook. So when I hear she don't like to cook, that immediately signals to me that she doesn't care about my well-being. All right. Shit like that. When a woman says she that to me, it signals that she immediately doesn't care about my well-being in life and shit, which most women really don't. But by the time it gets that bad, like you see why they end up in online dating. And that's why I'm not going to respond to it. Well, I got my girl now. She cooks and cleans, does everything. But yeah, I'm not going to respond to this shit. But yeah, that's it, man. Is it like when bitches don't cook? Hang on, let me see if I can. I'm gonna show y'all the profile. I'm gonna hide her shit because I ain't gonna put her business out there like that. This girl, I'm gonna hide it. So I ain't gonna put her name and shit out there. But her, I matched with her on Tinder. She's only 4 miles away too. She's a little taller than me. She's about 2-3 inches taller than me. Yeah. I'm not gonna reply to it. I ain't gonna put her name up there so y'all can see. But hey, did you write AD on this channel? Yes, yeah, all this shit's in fucking, you know, it's all in check. Hey, hang on, let me block the bottom part. Well, I already read all this. Is what I wrote anyway. But yeah, man, when bitches don't cook like that, is just that is just an immediate to me, man. It's an immediate sign that she just doesn't give a fuck at all about my well-being. If she's not going, because the next thing I'm thinking about is, okay, well, is she going to take care of me when I'm sick? You know, now that's like, if she made it clear she don't like to cook, my next thought is, okay, what is she going to do for me when I'm sick? And that's what I always tell everybody to base their judgment on a woman in their life on. If she's going to take care of you when you're sick, then, you know, give a fuck about her. But if she ain't going to take care of you when you're sick, treat her like a hooker. Flat out. Anyway, that's the video. I got to make some other videos today, and I got to make some calls. Yeah, so y'all have a good day, man. Bye.